action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, all season long. Stampeders Football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. Serving Calgarians pizza made to perfection since 1963.
Honey, I thought you said you were going to deal with these ants once and for all.
It's time you bring in Canada's trusted pest control experts, BuzzBoss, with guaranteed results and easy online booking.
Take back your yard. BuzzBoss Home Pest Defense, online at BuzzBoss.com.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Thomas Dias. It's 24 degrees at 5 o'clock. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his first priority when Parliament starts up this week will be on affordability measures such as a tax cut he promised during a recent election campaign. Carney gave a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus this afternoon that laid out his governing agenda for the reopening of Parliament. He promises it will be one of the busiest returns to Parliament ever.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States and build, and there's a lot of ands in what I'm about to say, and build the strongest economy that works for everyone. Canadians also want their life to become more affordable. They want their communities safer.
Carney says he will immediately introduce legislation to fast-track infrastructure projects deemed to be in a national interest and eliminate all federal barriers to internal trade. Pierre Poilievre is signaling that the Liberals might have some conservative support when it comes to resolving Canada's trade war with the U.S. The conservative leader met with his caucus today, saying he's willing to cooperate with the Liberals when it comes to reestablishing Canada's sovereignty and economic independence.
I've already told the Prime Minister that we are happy to cooperate any way we can to bring about an end to this unnecessary dispute and restore not just our sovereignty, but also tariff-free access to the most successful international trading arrangement in the world.
Poilievre is also accusing Prime Minister Mark Carney of putting his elbows down, though, after tough talk around counter-tariffs during the election campaign. And in international news, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Russia and Ukraine completed another prisoner swap today, hours after Moscow launched another major aerial assault.
A rare moment of cooperation between Russia and Ukraine. As the third and final prisoner exchange that began Friday ended Sunday. In all, each country exchanged 1,000 prisoners, many of them soldiers, hours earlier. Ukraine's capital and other regions came under a massive Russian drone and missile attack that killed at least 12 people and injured dozens. Ukrainian officials said the attack hit more than 30 cities and villages, describing it as the largest aerial assault since Russia's full-scale invasion in February of 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
In sports, Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman each scored a pair of goals for the Edmonton Oilers in a 6-1 win over the visiting Dallas Stars this afternoon for a 2-1 lead in the NHL West Final. Stuart Skinner was sharp again in net with the Oilers outshot 34-24 in the game. In men's soccer, the Cavalry FC have been hosting Winnipeg's Valor FC at ATCO Field. The Cavs are up 4-0 in the 83rd minute. In Canadian elite basketball, the Calgary Surge have improved to 3-1 on the season after winning their season home opener at the Winsport Events Center 93-61 today over the visiting Winnipeg Sea Bears in the second half of a home-and-home series. The Surge had come out on top 98-86 in Winnipeg on Friday. When it comes to the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks will try to avoid falling behind 3-0 when they face the Pacers tonight in Game 3 of the East Finals that has now shifted to Indianapolis. And the Toronto Blue Jays had no answers for the Rays and Tampa Bay, suffering a 13-0 loss in the finale of a 3-game sweep. Global News Sky Tracker weather, a clear sky overnight with a low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow starts off sunny with a risk of late day showers and thunderstorms and a high of 27. Sunny and 26 Tuesday, 28 Wednesday. It's 24 degrees. Breaking news when it happens. Your next scheduled newscast at 5:30. I'm Thomas Dias.
Cousins Windows and Doors, serving Calgary and Southern Alberta for nearly 50 years. COSSINS. Visit CousinsWindowsAndDoors.com.
Exploring what can be done to help with pain and health challenges. This is Life Shouldn't Hurt with Grant Fedoruk from Leading Edge Physiotherapy.
QR Calgary.
Welcome everyone to Life Shouldn't Hurt, where we believe that pain, whether physical, emotional, or even societal, should never be the norm. Together, we get to explore untold stories, share empowering solutions, and ignite the conversations that truly matter. Hey, let's create a world where life feels as it should, fulfilling, hopeful, free of unnecessary hurt. I'm joined by the always amazing Anita Cassidy. Hey, Anita, do you sleep?
I love sleep.
Are you a good sleeper?
I am a great sleeper if I have the time.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that. What do you mean if you have the time? Why wouldn't you?
I have a busy work life. I don't know if you know.
No, and I don't know.
And then I have two young children who like to get up early. But if I am allowed to sleep, my body would eagerly take 8 or 9 hours a night.
So if you were given, you're on holidays, the kids aren't there, you literally could close your eyes 9 hours later, wake 100%. Up and go, whew.
Amazing.
Wow.
And the ability to wake up of your own volition, would that be amazing?
I don't know. I'm pretty jealous.
I don't get that.
I don't think that would happen with me.
Well, you never sleep. So what do you require?
Yeah, no, everybody's different. And we're going to be joined later by Dr. Greenberg. And he's a family doctor. This is an area of interest to him. He's got all kinds of advice. And I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about it. But I'll tell you, I probably need a solid 5.5-6 hours.
Oh, see, I'm jealous of you. That's what I want.
No, that's what I need. But I would say that started like 29, 30 years ago when I had some advice from somebody once who just said, you know, you're only as tired as you let yourself be. And that's what they said. And I don't know why that resonated, but I went from like sleeping 9-10 hours easily to deciding, you know what, I'm going to get up at like 5-6 in the morning and I'm just going to have a head start. I'm going to do things. I'm going to get an edge. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Now, whether that gave me an edge or is going to lead to an early demise, I don't know. That's what we're going to learn from Dr. Greenberg. But I feel like my body has been trained to require probably about that amount, but it needs to be consistent and it needs to be a constant. Like, I'm a napper though.
I could get up at 5, but I need to go to bed at 9, which is not a thing in this world.
Wow.
So people do that.
I'm impressed. If you're a person who goes to bed at 9 o'clock,
right,
or 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, that is not, believe you me, what I do is not a badge of honor. It is not. It's just what my body needs.
Yeah.
However, I'm impressed by people. If I tried to go to bed at 7 or 8 o'clock at night and lay down and close my eyes,
right,
I guarantee you I wake up at 3.
I was going to say you'd be up at 3 and vibrate.
Because my brain would, it's what we call a circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
And it's your body's natural tendency and sleep need. And it's based on a world clock, interestingly enough, which is where jet lag comes from. And I'm not the expert here, but we did study this obviously in neurology, however many years ago, but I'm a napper. And you know what? I'm interested to ask this question. Hopefully I can learn something, but I wonder if you can make up for it, because in my brain, give me a nap, break a day up into 2.
Yeah.
And I can go.
I think I could do that too. Do you nap? But I don't find space to nap. So I get away with 5, 6, 7 hours and then I'll need a couple nights of 8, 9 hours. But I don't make space to nap. But you're very good at making space.
I do, and
to
I've become
nap.
Good at it.
Yeah.
I that goes back to university. My mom always was going, she was an OR nurse. And so she would wake up and be at the hospital at, I can't remember, like 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And this is when this all started. Because I'm cheap and I didn't want to take the bus. I'm not a fan of public transportation.
She drove you in.
Right. So if I woke up with her, she would drive me into the university.
Right.
She worked at the university hospital and I could get a start on school. And what I would do is I would wake up, get ready, get a ride in, and I would take a nap.
Right
when I got there.
Yeah.
So I got good at that. And then because I was up so early and studying late, usually in the midday somewhere, I'd find a place, put something over my eyes, and I could just literally lean back and out cold.
For how long?
It depends. I love the 20 to 30 minute nap.
Yeah.
But I also, when my body really needs it, I will go for a full 1 hour nap. Ooh, and it won't affect me at night.
Yeah.
But everybody's different. And I think that's a key. It's no different than a recovery from a knee injury or a hip injury. No two people are the same.
Yeah.
And I think if you're seeing things out there, we're all seeing it. We're inundated with life hacks, these things. I'm also going to ask those questions. I bet you Dr. Greenberg's going to have some advice on that. Because, man, does everybody tell you, here's the secret to sleep. Like taping people's mouth, taping your mouth shut.
I don't think that's a great idea. There's so many things and appliances.
Well, people want to tape my mouth shut.
Right, well, no, that's a different reason. That's a different reason. I'm on that team, but that's not because of sleep.
No, I don't think it would make a difference, to be honest with you. But yeah, how about you? Do you have any secrets? Like, or do you just close your eyes?
Well, I'm a pretty good sleeper, and my husband would tell you that I fall asleep very fast. If you want to become neurotic, my husband also told me about this app you could have on your smartwatch where it will track your sleep and your activity your movements. It's a crazy person.
I think it's a bad idea.
I do think I've done it for about a month and all I see is how little I sleep. And so I'm like, well, this isn't the best for my mental health.
I'd like to share with everybody a personal story. So I had some blood tests. I live my world out there and everybody's going to get to know me, but I had some blood tests and it showed I had high hemoglobin. So basically a lot of my body was producing a lot of red cells to make up for a lack of oxygen. Let's put it that way. So the doctor says to me, you know, you've either got sleep apnea or heart problems. So of course, as a physio and as like you, we want to make sure we figure everything out. Comes out that I've got obstructive apnea. So I'm not a loud snorer, or if I do snore, you know, it's because I'm in a certain position, things like that. Like many people out there who do that. But I would never have thought I would have had trouble sleeping at all.
Right.
Now, fast forward. So I decide, doctor says you need to go on a CPAP machine.
I can't wait to hear how this went.
So I go on a CPAP machine and I am the guy.
It didn't go well. I can tell you already. It didn't go well,
folks. I am the guy. If you tell me I need to do something for my health, I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen because I expect my patients to. And I'm going to give it the best darn try you can. Now, guess what happens?
Oh, I already know. I can tell.
Every night at 3 in the morning to the T, like if I had a phone beside the bed, I bet you it was 3 a.m. every time. I ripped this thing off
across the room.
Take it off. And what started to happen to me, by the way, this is my advice, is if you have obstructive apnea, do CPAP. I can't tell you the studies and the research. You've got to give it a try. You've got to stick with it. And a lot of people out there are probably going to want to phone me and give me advice of the things I did wrong. But I tried everything. I did the research. I followed up with the advice. And at the end of the day, it messed me up. So I had to stop and I had to figure out then I was waking up at 3 for no reason, even when I stopped the CPAP.
But for some people, it can be life changing.
My patients told me, Grant, stick with it. You're gonna feel so much more awake. And I'm like, I wasn't feeling not awake. Like, I was feeling great.
Most people, and they do, it's life-changing. They feel better. They feel more rested. They have more energy. So if you are tested for this and you have it, it is worth going that road and trying it.
Please, everybody, and know this, and thank you, Ania. Remember, we are just talking about our experiences, and we want to share the experiences of others. We are not recommending anything. I'm certainly recommend, if doctor says you need CPAP, that's what you should do. I'm just telling you my story. And, you know, it took me a little bit, but I'm back on track and I have reintroduced CPAP and there are ways to get around it. And I think at the time I was probably just dealing with some sinus issues that wasn't conducive to CPAP.
Would Heidi say you snore?
Well, Heidi snores, let's be honest. And doesn't have apnea.
We need a family CPAP over here.
Yes. Can we just turn our room into a CPAP?
I was going to say, is there like a room?
Room. Yeah. We just came up with a brilliant idea. You heard it here first on Life Shouldn't Hurt. CPAP shouldn't hurt. We should have CPAP rooms where you just go in there and sleep for the night. Hey, listen, you're going to get the right advice from the right expert. Dr. Greenberg's going to join us. This is what he does. He's a family physician. He's got some great advice. I can't wait to chat with him. I know we're going to learn a lot. Let's learn together. I'm Grant Fedoruk. This is Life Shouldn't Hurt. Sleep shouldn't hurt, right, Anita?
That's right.
On the Chorus Radio Network.
Your business isn't just any office. It's a medical clinic, a factory, a showroom. At White Spot Janitorial, we specialize in high standard cleaning for every industry. Sanitized medical spaces, dust-free production floors, and spotless showrooms that impress. You can see what White Spot Janitorial can do for you. We have an amazing offer for new clients. When you sign up for our regular cleaning service, you'll receive a 20% discount on your first month. But hurry, offer is valid until June 30th. Visit whitespotjanitorial.com.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to Window Mart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Tangerine, official launch partner of Home Network.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Hi Calgary, it's Gord Gillies, here to tell you about a little girl named Avery. At just 9 days old, she was rushed to the hospital struggling to breathe. Her medical team gave Avery the life-saving care she desperately needed. And today, she's a vibrant, happy two-year-old. Your ticket for the Children's Hospital Lottery directly supports the cutting-edge equipment that helps kids like her every day. Get your tickets at childrenshospitallottery.ca and feel the joy of making an impact.
License 730-858, 18 plus. Play responsibly.
Get your tickets at childrenshospitallottery.ca and feel the joy of making an impact.
License 730-858, 18 plus. Play responsibly.
At Mountain View Sun Decks, beautiful low-maintenance sun decks are just the beginning. They're also experts in stairs, railings, gates, patios, privacy walls, pergolas, and benches. From design to completion, you can trust this 20-year locally owned family business to build the ultimate outdoor space for you.
No deposit is required, and you don't pay until the job is done.
See their dream decks at mountainviewsundecks.com and call for a quote today.
Annalyn Decorating Center now proudly offers two lines of premium paint. Shop the best with Benjamin Moore and now Pittsburgh Paints. Get more great choices for your next project at Annalyn Decorating Center, Richmond Road and 28th Street Southwest.
QR Calgary invites you to support the 34th annual Paperny Family JCC Sports Dinner, Tuesday, May 27th, presented by ATB Financial. This year's guest speaker will be Canadian golf legend and Masters champion Mike Weir. And this year's Master of Ceremonies will be Grant Buchanan. Your event ticket supports its local community center as they continue to provide social, educational, and recreational programming. Get ahead of the game and purchase your tickets now at calgaryjcc.com. Proudly supported by QR Calgary.
Now back to Life Shouldn't Hurt with Grant Fedoric from Leading Edge Physiotherapy.
This is QR Calgary.
We're getting into a topic that impacts all of us, including me, poor sleep. From tossing and turning to chronic insomnia, sleep issues can take a serious toll on our physical health, mental clarity, emotional resilience, .. To help us unravel those dots, the mysteries of a good night's rest, we're thrilled to welcome an expert in the field, Dr. David Greenberg. He says I can call him Dr. Dave, so I'm going to do that. He's a distinguished family GP based in Toronto with a career spanning over three decades. Beyond his clinical work, he's a passionate advocate for public health education, but he's got a special interest in sleep health and its profound impact on overall wellness. Let's get cozy, but don't get too cozy because sleep's supposed to come at night and we need you to listen up because there's a lot for us to learn. Welcome Dr. David Greenberg to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Really appreciate it.
And by the way, your intro, I'm happy to unpack the dots, but your intro is to what sleep can do to people. was really, really, really good.
I'm seeing it firsthand, and I think that's really, really important.
Tell me about it, Grant.
So let's get into this. Adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Is that accurate?
Adults need to feel good when they wake up in the morning.
Okay.
That's what adults need. So I'm a little, I wouldn't say, here's what I would say. I think everybody needs what they need. And there are people who, by the grace of God, seem to need much less. There are people that need more. I just want everybody to get into bed at night and wake up the next morning and feel good about how they slept. That would be it. That would be a really good start.
I love that because, you know, we all know it. I'm a physio, so not everybody's going to perform like a professional athlete when they play whatever sport they're going to play, but they can enjoy it and they can be good at it, proficient at it. Sleep's got to be that same thing. I'm personally a guy who's never really gotten, I think 6 hours has been what I get, but I also ate breakfast my whole life. And now, funny enough, 25 something years later, people are saying, well, that's okay if you don't eat breakfast, but
it's interesting. We talked about this the other day at the office. If I had a spare few minutes, which I don't seem to ever have, just to write down all the things that have changed since I started in practice.
Right.
And a lot of things have changed, but to your point, you know, what comes around, goes around, and then comes around again, right? Like, it's just really weird how stuff becomes a thing, and then it's not a thing, and then it is a thing. But I think that over the course of history, there's no question that getting a good night's sleep is something that everybody needs to focus on and or at least stop blowing off. I think one of the points I'd like, if people can just remember this, is that I think for most people right now, sleep is what we do when we're not busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we need to do is start thinking about being busy when we're not sleeping, like to make sleep a significant priority. And again, understanding completely that there are times of life when we can't sleep the way we'd like to or the way we need to. You know, I mean, everybody who's listening, I'm sure, has had that experience of having a second wind. And the ability to stay awake when we need to stay awake for survival goes back, obviously, to the beginning of time. And that's where this concept, everybody's had a second wind. And everybody gets that, like, you're ready to fall on your face. The next thing you know, that you're up and you can't figure out why, but you don't worry about it because you need to be up. As a general rule, I had my doctor say to me several years ago, you know, David, if you don't find some balance, this isn't going to end well. And sleep was the first thing we talked about. And it's really hard, but it's something that you just have to make happen.
About the science about making up for lost sleep, where are we at on that? There was a time, I've heard both sides. You can, you know, if you don't get great sleep, a nap can make a difference. I've heard that you can't make up for lost sleep. Which one is it?
Well, I mean, clearly you can make up for lost sleep to some degree, because otherwise all of us who have had kids, all of us who have gone through school,
yeah,
all of us who have had these times when all of us who have gone through, well, not us, but in parts of the world where they've gone through horrible situations, wars and famines and all kinds of things, have managed to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, there is some advice that having a short nap that's long enough to give you a chance to feel refreshed, but not so long that it screws up your next night's sleep, can be really, really helpful. That's for sure.
And is that all? Do you recommend that's defined by each person as well? What's a short nap?
They talk about 30 minutes. I had a nap yesterday afternoon. I won't tell you how long it was, but it was a night's sleep for most people. But as a general rule, you know, and there's a lot of people that do this sort of as a matter of routine. You know,
yeah.
They'll go into their office and have a couch and lie down for 20 minutes and get up and start all over again. And if that works for you, I love that. That's great.
We're talking to Dr. Greenberg. He's a sleep expert, family doctor in Toronto. I'm a napper, Dr. Greenberg. It's like my superpower, actually, I believe.
I love that.
I've literally every day, I used to work 16-hour days with patients, give me a 20-minute nap, 30-minute nap in the middle of the day, and I just basically broke it up into 2 days. Interestingly enough, it's when I think I slept the best. Compared
right.
to now, when I feel like I'm looking at bed and I might not be tired, so I put off sleep, and then all of a sudden I've got to be up the next day. So there's got to be things that we can do to give ourselves and prepare ourselves for sleep. You must have a ton of recommendations there.
Well, I think these are all great. These are all great points, and I think the first thing is that they say that. And by the way, I'm no sleep expert. I'm just a guy who's trying to help. they say that having a consistent bedtime is a really important thing to do.
Sure.
And that's for sure. You know, I know for me, who also has some long days, you know, I would like to get to sleep by, say, 10 o'clock. if I don't finish my homework till 10:30, that's not going to happen.
Right.
But one of the things that I need to be more vigilant about is shutting it down at least a half an hour before it's time for me to go to sleep. But you got to give your brain a chance to sort of switch into sleep mode from busy mode. That's thing one. Another one that I think is really, really important, and this all falls under the sort of general category of sleep hygiene,
yep,
which is something that people are going to hear lots about. Another thing that I think is really important, I love telling this story, is about my grandparents' bedroom. My grandma's bedroom had in it, which I remember quite well, two single beds, a night table with a lamp, and a chest of drawers. Here's what it didn't have: a telephone, a computer, a television, mm-hmm, a desk. So I think one of the things that we've done, and I understand completely why this happened, particularly during COVID, right, which, you know, sort of is in the rearview mirror, but not that far back, is turning our bedrooms into flex space. It's become our office. It's become our dining room. It's become our entertainment center. And as a result, when my grandparents went into their bedroom, they knew why they were there. They were there to go to sleep. When we walk into our bedrooms now, I think our brain has a little trouble figuring out exactly why we're there. Setting up an environment where your brain is ready to go to sleep is a really, really helpful. You don't have to take everything out of your bedroom. You just have to at least make sure that you're giving your brain a chance to get there before it's time to actually fall asleep. One of the big problems that people have, is you wake up in the middle of the night and the first thing you do is you check your phone. So I was talking to somebody else about this the other day, and they said that the thing that changed their life more than anything was taking their phone and putting it in another room overnight.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really important thing. So just making your bedroom your bedroom, making sure that it's at a temperature that you're comfortable with, making sure that your sheets are comfortable, making sure that your bed is comfortable, making sure that it's quiet enough. All those things to optimize your sleep environment are really, really, really helpful. Again, this is all best effort, right? There are lots of people in this world who, for any number of reasons, and probably people that are listening are saying to themselves, yeah, well, easy for you to say. I agree. Everybody's got to be able to do the best that they can do. One of the things that people may have read about or heard about lately is sleep maxing as a thing, right? It's one of these so-called life hacks. And you've got people that are doing things from keeping their mouth shut to ultra-cold rooms to weighted blankets. We had one woman tell us with an absolute straight face that her mother had been spraying magnesium on her feet and it was helping her sleep. What do I know about anything? If people come to me and tell me they're doing something that's helping, I'm not going to tell them to stop. But I think that using those strategies as opposed to reasonable strategies that are sustainable, because I'm a big believer in sustainable change, not in sort of like do something that's going to, you can manage to do for maybe even as long as 6 months. Do something you can do for the rest of your life. That's an important thing to do.
Well, I'm sitting at the tip of my chair. I'm on the edge of my chair because I'm learning a ton and I'm checking off the boxes of the things I shouldn't do. When we come back after the break, I know nobody out there is sleeping, but they want to get to sleep tonight. So come back, listen up. Dr. Greenberg's going to share more information about how to normalize. Let's get back to sleeping, everybody, because sleep shouldn't hurt. This is Life Shouldn't Hurt. I'm Grant Fedoric on the Course Radio Network.
There's only one place in Calgary with the lifestyle you've been waiting for. The Streams of Lake Mahogany. Estate condominiums with luxury interior finishings starting at $1.1 million. With private beach club access, countless amenities, and no maintenance, you can move from lawn views to lake views and from space for stuff to space for life. Discover a better way of living at jamin.com/thestreams.
When you get into a new Tundra, you might suddenly find yourself towing a vintage wooden boat to the lake. Not because you know anything about boats or wood, but because you know you can. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 double cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right. Let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Let's get our garden on with Spruce It Up Garden Center, with Calgary's largest selection of annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. Our trees and shrubs come with a 2-year warranty for the greenest grass on the block. Use our Green It Up lawn fertilizer, and our landscape design and construction department are ready to go. For your trees, we have Prune It Up with ISA certified arborists that are ready to help you with all of your tree and shrub care needs. Calgary's full service garden center. Spruce It Up, Green It Up, Prune It Up. We got you covered.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. At today's Liberal caucus meeting in Ottawa, the party voted against adopting a formal process to eject their leader should the need arise. Also at the meeting, Prime Minister Mark Carney delivered a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus, laying out his governing agenda for the reopening of Parliament slated for tomorrow. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says he's willing to work with the Liberals when Parliament resumes on efforts to resolve the trade war with the United States. Cooperation on any front would make a departure from the Conservatives' relationship with the previous Liberal government led by former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Tomorrow, King Charles III will visit Canada for the first time since his coronation. He will read the speech from the throne on Tuesday, becoming the first monarch since 1977 to read the document. And the federal government will now be deciding whether to list the snowy owl as threatened under the Species at Risk Act. The snowy owl is also Quebec's official bird. From the Canadian Press, I'm Naira Ahmed.
Exploring what can be done to help with pain and health challenges. This is Life Shouldn't Hurt with Gran Fedoruk from Leading Edge Physiotherapy.
QR Calgary.
I'm wide awake, not even close to sleeping, although talking about it makes me realize I need more. There's no question about it. I need better. I don't know that I need more. I think I need better. Some of the advice we've received so far, I'm telling you, I'm writing stuff down just like you are. We're joined by Dr. David Greenberg, and we're talking about the importance, not just the importance, but some helpful tips on how to maximize. I want to touch base on this sleep maxing and the role that Instagram and social media has on telling us this is these hacks, you know, that I don't know. Are they? I guess that's where I'm going. I still subscribe to exercise well, eat well, you know, and sleep well. So the sleep part you're helping us with, sleep maxing, let's get back into it. Are there any of those that are actually helpful?
If you think it helps, it's going to help.
Yes, okay? True.
Yep. It's really what it comes down to. Your point about exercise is something that I want to talk a little bit more about after. As I sort of alluded to earlier, it's got to be something you can do for the rest of your life. And my problem with a lot of these hacks is that they're not that.
Right.
Having said, if you want to try taping your... I'm pretty sure that people that are taping their mouth shut now are not going to be taping their mouth shut a year from now.
Right.
I could be wrong. But so I think that practical, simple, common sense... Think about your grandparents and how they went to bed is probably a much better. You know, look, Grant, you and I both know, and especially if you're working with patients, there's a small percentage of the population that's walking around with oral ring.
Yep.
and continuous glucose monitors and managing their ketones. And these are people that are really, really trying to push the limits of what people can do as far as managing their health goes. It doesn't apply to the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people can do a bunch of really straightforward stuff, not easy necessarily, but straightforward. I mean, if people would, for example, fitness, huge factor. But if you're the kind of person that working out keeps you awake, don't work out after work. Don't work out in the evening. Work out in the morning, right?
Right.
Watching what you eat and when you eat it. Alcohol, caffeine, tobacco, all things that can impact people's sleep. The kind of thing, but not everybody sleeps. So if it impacts your sleep, those are the kinds of things you need to think about.
So interesting, because I'm like that. You know, certain things that will make some people stay up. Caffeine's a perfect example. I can have caffeine and close my eyes, go straight to sleep afterwards, but I can't have a drink before bed. And some people are the opposite. If they have a drink, they might go to bed. What's right for each person? And I don't mean to interrupt. You were on a trend there. So
no,
keep going.
On the contrary. I think that's really true. I mean, I found recently, for reasons that made no sense to me whatsoever, if I have white wine, I can't sleep.
Yep.
If I have red wine, I can sleep, but if I have white wine, I can't sleep. I don't know. It makes no sense, but that's just the way my life has evolved, so I have to be aware of that. But I was going to say, there's another thing that we don't, that I want to talk more about how to make sure we sleep. But just in the short term, I want people to also think about why it is they're not sleeping. Because a lot of this, we're sort of, you and I have been talking sort of from a basic presumption that there's, you know, your brain's not shutting down and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
There's lots of things that your primary care provider can help with. Like, for example, if you're an older guy and you're getting up, you know, 3-4 times a night to pee and you can't get back to sleep, that's fixable.
Yeah.
If you're a menopausal woman and you're waking up because you've got hot flashes, that's fixable. If you've got sleep apnea, and a lot of people have sleep apnea that don't know it, right? That's fixable. So there's a bunch of stuff that's fixable that doesn't have anything to do with any of these other kinds of sleep issues. Even though that's everything I've said so far, in my humble opinion, is pretty great advice, there are certainly things that have underlying medical conditions if you've got a bad back. I mean, this is something I'm sure, Grant, you deal with all the time, right? Right. People wake up in the middle of the night because they're in pain, right?
Yep.
Let's manage the pain. But having said that, if you find that all those things are under control and you're still not feeling like you're getting a good night's sleep and you've optimized all of those things, and by the way, I'm glad you said it early on. I'm glad we haven't used the word insomnia since. I don't think it's a good word. I don't think it helps. I think people just say, well, I don't sleep.
Yep.
If you're not sleeping well, and you can decide if it's how many nights in a row, go see your primary care provider. Because they can, first of all, help delineate what exactly it is that the problem is. And there's a couple of new trends that I think are important for people to be aware of that they may not be aware of yet. One is something called CBTI, which stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. That's now considered to be, from a behavioral perspective, once you've got all the sleep hygiene stuff sorted out, that's now considered to be sort of the gold standard as a non-pharmaceutical intervention. That's something you can probably access. You can definitely access online. It's a commitment, but it's a really, really helpful thing. But the other thing that people may not be aware of is that, you know, people talk about, I don't want to take sleeping pills. Well, first of all, you and I both know that there are lots and lots of pills that can make you sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new kind of drug for sleep. It's only been out for the last 3-4 years, long enough to know that it's safe and effective, but not so long that people would know about it. And these drugs, what they do is they're called orexin inhibitors, DORAs. Mm-hmm. And what they do is I'm sure everybody who's listening has heard of serotonin and as a neurotransmitter. And so there's a whole bunch of these neurotransmitters in your brain. And one of them is called orexin. And one of the things that orexin does is actually it's the thing that wakes you up. So what these drugs do is they actually, unlike every other drug previously that was invented for sleep, which was to make you stay asleep, was make you fall asleep, these drugs actually help you stay asleep and particularly useful for getting back to sleep if you get up in the middle of the night. So what they do is they block these orexins reversibly for about 7 hours, and when they start to wear off, then you wake up naturally. They're not addictive in any way, shape, or form. You can't get hooked on them. You can't get high from them. And if after you've done everything else, talk to your primary care provider and ask if this is something that might be right for you. And more importantly, even talk to your primary care provider anyway, you know, and make sure that sleep is part of the conversation every time, because, you know, we don't always think to bring it up.
I think it's brilliant advice, because if you're not sleeping, if you're not getting the adequate exercise and eating well, you put those together. In our practice, you're not going to heal well. You're not going to have a great mental health response. 100%. I talk about biopsychosocial, and we're talking about all of those realms, and sleep is a huge part of that in order to recover. And there's all kinds of negative influences or impacts of not sleeping on the rest of your body, right down to your gut health. So
correct.
And it's the chicken or egg.
Not to mention that, if you think about, like, we can talk about diabetes, we can talk about heart disease, we can talk about high blood pressure, we can talk about sleep apnea, we can talk about all those things as being a result of not sleeping well. But how about the part where you're just miserable?
Mm-hmm.
How about the part where you're not focused, not concentrating as well as you should, not enjoying life, not pleasant to be around. I know there's lots of people out there who don't have kids yet, but they go to the bank or they go somewhere and the person they're dealing with is a misery and they think they're bad people. They're not bad people. They're just parents. They just haven't slept, okay? And when you think about people that haven't slept, are these the kind of people that you want to be partnered with? Are these the kind of people you want to work with? Are these the kind of people you want to be friends with? No. You want happy, healthy, friendly, nice people to be around you. And if you haven't rested, it's really tough to be that way.
I think you've got it there. By the way, I want everybody to be clear. He was talking about CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy I, not CBD. Also a trend out there, which is
correct,
a type of variation or a non-medicinal version of marijuana, which claims to have all kinds of benefits. Now, having spoken to you so far, Dr. Greenberg, I believe if somebody does it and they think it helps, great. But really, there's not a ton of evidence for it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, look, it's legal, right? I mean, there was a time we couldn't have had this conversation because it wasn't legal. It is legal. And as I said, if somebody comes to my office and they say, well, you know what, David, I'm doing this and it's working great, unless I've got a really compelling reason to tell them to stop,
yep,
I'm not going to tell them to stop. But again, I'm a big, big believer in sustainable change. And it's got to be something you're prepared to do for the rest of your life. Because, Grant, you and I both know the number of people that you've seen, you know, ping pong between, you know, whatever it is, whether it's their weight or their fitness or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, it was working great for me, but I stopped and now I want to do something else. It's like, well, what was wrong with what was working?
Right.
You know, so it can be, people can get very frustrated, and I understand their frustration, and I understand why people want hacks. I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, if it's season 2 of the show that you're binging and there's one episode left and it's 10 o'clock at night, save it for the next night, okay? Like those are the really hard, easy things to do.
Amazing. Now, can we talk about the sleep roadmap created by the Canadian sleep experts? That's what I want to hear about after the break. We're joined by a family doc who I think is more of an expert than he wants to tell you. And I know you're not sleeping because I got even more questions. Join us after the break. I'm Grant Fedoruk. This is Life Shouldn't Hurt on the Chorus Radio Network.
I'm Susan Holzman with the Calgary Children's Foundation. QR Calgary is happy to welcome Agnew Insurance, representing cooperators, as our hero of the month. Agnew Insurance is well known for their outstanding service when it comes to your insurance and financial needs. What you might not know is their dedication to their community and local charities. This month, Agnew Insurance will be making a generous donation to the Calgary Children's Foundation to help make the lives of children better in our community. Join QR Calgary as we salute Agnew Insurance as our hero of the month.
ActiveSportsTherapy.ca, Calgary's trusted sports injury, health, and performance center. Gord Gillies here with Dr. Dave Westmacott. Dave, tell me a bit about AST.
Hi, Gord. We've been Calgary's trusted sports injury, health, and performance center for more than 20 years. If you have an injury, we'll assess and diagnose the problem and get you on the road to a full recovery.
You proudly describe
more than 20 years. If you have an injury, we'll assess and diagnose the problem and get you on the road to a full recovery.
You proudly describe AST as unified team care. What do you mean by that?
We really are a team with over 30 practitioners and 400 years of combined experience. We'll get you better. Physiotherapy, sports chiropractic, massage, laser, and even traditional Chinese medicine are just a few of the services we provide.
Wow, over 400 years of combined experience. That's really impressive.
The varied knowledge that our practitioners bring is not only something we are proud of, but also one of the keys to our success.
Are you waking up with aches and pains? Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
Shoppers Foundation for Women's Health is challenging us all to ask, how many women have we lost because of a late diagnosis? How many women have been overlooked because so little research funding goes to women's health? How many women have felt unseen because they can't access proper care? Maybe even you. Health inequities are harming women. It's why we're working to improve access to equitable and inclusive care. It's time to make women's health visible. Get to know the facts at shoppersfoundation.ca.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not.
A message from the Government of Alberta.
Nestled in the Currie community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of, the Davenport House, and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Currie Green. Book your tour at curriegreen.ca.
Running a small business is tough, now more than ever. Every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
Hey, here's some drug impaired driving laws, simplified. If police suspect you're driving impaired by drugs, they have the tools to arrest you. First, a roadside test. And if you fail, further testing at the station, which can lead to your arrest and a criminal conviction for impaired driving. It's not just alcohol, it's drugs too. If you drive high, there will be consequences.
Let's keep our roads safe. A message from Met Canada.
Kick off the season with Stampeders VIP Night Out. Keep it on QR Calgary to win red zone seats for you and three friends for the June 7th home opener against the Ticats. Plus pregame on the west sidelines and VIP entry to Stamps House for an amazing meal before the game. You'll even hang out with Sarah and Andy. Listen for the VIP night code word at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then enter it at QRCalgary.com. Win a Stamps VIP Night Out from your Stampeder station, QR Calgary.
Now back to Life Shouldn't Hurt with Grant Fedorik from Leading Edge Physiotherapy.
This is QR Calgary.
We're still talking sleep, joined by Dr. Greenberg, family care physician in Toronto, who's got lots of practical advice, which I think is the best kind of advice, something you'll actually do and stay at, and it's going to make a difference in your life. When we left off, I was asking about the new sleep roadmap created by Canadian sleep experts. Can you tell us about that a little bit, Dr. Greenberg?
Well, one of the things that bothers me is that they called it a roadmap.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of anachronistic. They should have called it Sleep Waze or Sleep Google Maps or something like that. That would have been more helpful, don't you think? How was the last time anybody actually looked at a map? Bottom line is that it's really a matter of starting off with optimizing all the things in your life that can help you sleep or removing the things that keep you from sleeping. It talks about hours, which is important. But as I said, everybody's a little bit different. At the end of the day, one of the things we know for sure is that there are studies that show that over half of Canadians don't think they're getting enough sleep. First things first, optimize your lifestyle. Second things second, talk to your primary care provider, look into CBTI, and if medication is the kind of thing that makes sense to you, let's do it.
How about mattresses? Here's the thing. People sit, you know, all day long and they buy expensive chairs. They spend most of their day, you know, they'll buy a $150,000 car these days because the seat's comfortable, but their mattress is, you know, 20 years old. You got any advice there? I've got my opinion.
I can't tell you that every year comes this time of year, I think to myself, I should be selling humidifiers and mattresses. They both help people sleep better. No, people come in and say, you know, I've got this horrible back problem, and every morning when I get up, I can barely walk.
Yeah.
Then it loosens up during the day. It's like, when's the last time you got a new mattress? Oh, it's new. I mean, maybe it's about 15 years old.
I flipped
it. One of the things that's interesting about the mattress business these days and is that they now are able to sort of like tell you what mattress, because I always wondered about that. Right? We bought a new mattresses several times in the last few years. And one time we actually went into a store and, you know, how much can you tell lying on a mattress for, you know, 5 minutes or whatever it is?
You can't.
But at the end of the day, the fact that they're now engineering them in such a way that if you're a side sleeper versus a back sleeper versus a stomach sleeper, if you're sleeping with somebody else and you have two different sleeping styles, maybe, just maybe, two single beds pushed next to each other makes more sense than having one big bed that isn't right for either of you. So I think it's a really good point. And I think that, and the other thing that nobody talks about is pillows. Pillows yeah. make a huge difference to whether you can sleep or not. We just came back from, we had a short vacation, and the first place that we stayed, the pillows were not great. And we're walking around with sore necks all day, right?
Yep.
So also really important.
You're right. And I have the same advice as you do when you're talking about sleep, about mattresses and pillows. It depends on you. So you've got to sleep on it. If you find you're waking up more comfortable, if you travel and you found a mattress where you had the best night's sleep, find out what that mattress is and go buy it. That's very important.
I did that. I actually did that one time. So you're exactly right on.
I think it's the best money somebody can spend, literally. I wonder about sleeping in separate rooms. What about that?
It's a thing. And, you know, some people look at it as being, you know, a reflection on their relationship. In fact, there are a lot of cases where it saved people's relationships. Because you've got one person that snores, one person that doesn't, one person's light sleeper, one person's heavier sleeper, they like the room different temperatures, so on and so forth. So you can't find a mattress that makes them both happy. Absolutely, whatever it takes, because you'll be a better partner when you wake up in the morning if you sleep better at night.
We're joined by Dr. Greenberg. He's sharing advice on sleep. He sees it every day. I think we all are faced with it. I'm not sure if it's I think it's been an age-old question. I don't think this is something new. I just think that it's something just as important for us all to be focused on. I love his practical advice. I wrote some down myself. I think the phone was a massive one. I think that light and the fact that you're engaged with a screen right before bed, it's going to be tough to turn it off. Some people, I guess, can. It's all going to depend on the person. You must have even more you can share with people. I loved your advice on medication because a lot of people just say, oh, I don't take medication. Well, I don't think you're being a superhero it'd be like saying, well, I've got diabetes, but I won't take insulin. Like if it's something that can make a difference in your life, why wouldn't you entertain, ask the questions, find out about the negative side effects or what impact it could have, and then do some homework, but listen to the experts. That's what they're there for. That's why we have them. You got other things to share with everybody out there? Let's put some people to sleep
on tonight. On that point, you know, just remember, there's no special place in heaven for people that don't take drugs.
Yes. Okay?
People can say what they want, but, you know, I mean, I'm a big believer in better living through better chemistry. If you've got something out there that's safe and effective and is going to optimize my life, I mean, if to not even consider it because you have preconceived notions about things, that to me doesn't make any sense. But, you know, everybody's got their thing. Look, Grant, the fact is you're doing an amazing job. You're helping a lot of people. And at the end of the day, you're not going to get them all. So let's, if you want to be helped, you're getting really good advice by listening here. So I think this has really been terrific.
I think it's fantastic for people to be educated, properly educated, and not necessarily from those things they're seeing that are the fleeters. Remember, on social media, there's somebody on the other side selling you something often, even if it's just their impressions, right? They're selling you their impressions, telling you that that's working for them, or there's a book or a drug on the other side or a natural remedy or whatever. Let's ask the people who have studied this their entire lives. This is what they do. They understand the biology and the chemistry of sleep. They understand the neurosynapses that occur when you sleep. We can get into that. We're not going to, because that will put you to sleep. What I can tell you is when an expert like Dr. Greenberg gives you some advice, like turn the phone off, that I'm listening. The phone beside the bed, I wonder is there any evidence for it just being beside the bed, or is it the function of you reaching for it and using it? Okay.
If you ask anybody who trained as a physician, they will tell you about something we used to call pager fever, which is where you'd be on call, you'd be in a call room in the hospital, you can barely sleep because it's noisy, the bed's uncomfortable, whatever, and you find yourself waking up every hour just checking to make sure you didn't miss anything.
Right.
So I couldn't agree, you know. And again, I know there are people that are going to be listening to say, well, you know, I need to make sure my kids can get a hold of me, or I've got an aging parent who needs to be able to get a hold of me. I get that. But, you know, try and find a way to put it somewhere. Like my wife taught me something incredibly important, which is that there's a way on your phone to limit who can get a hold of you after hours. Right. And so just block everybody else. And if you need to hear from your mother, Hear from your mother. If you need to hear from your kid, hear from your kid. Everybody else, it'll wait till the morning. I'm sure of that.
Turn your ringer on high for them and turn it off for everybody else. That might be
Sounds
the best
like
advice.
A great idea. There
yeah.
you go.
I'm going to try
there
it. Go. I'm going to check okay. back in with the doc. I've got a few things I know I'm going to try. I do know I was told not to eat right before bed.
Most people who have a big meal and then go straight to bed will be able to fall asleep relatively quickly because they get that post-meal sleepiness that people get.
Yep.
That goes back to evolutionary, to caveman times when we were sort of, you know, hunter-gatherers. But at the end of the day, the ability to sleep through the night after that, probably not the best thing in the world. But, you know, it's like there's a lot of things like this, man. I mean, I know that not infrequently, but occasionally, I'll make a choice. And my choice will be that I know I'm going to feel lousy if I do this. But you know what? Right now, I'm going to do it because I want to feel like I want to feel right now. That's okay. You know, I don't whine about it after. I don't complain about it. Say, okay, well, tomorrow morning, it'll be a different story. So again, it's not if you're going to deprive yourself, if you're going to suffer, it's not going to be sustainable. So the trick is to do the kinds of things that are easy enough to do that you can do them for the rest of your life more often than not.
Working.
And your life will be better that way. And that's, you know, that's something, in this day and age, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, and there's a lot of good reasons to not be able to sleep, that's for sure.
Full of good advice. Where can listeners go for more information on this topic? Where do you send them?
So help, the word help, the number 2, and then the word sleep.ca.
Sleep well tonight, everybody. This is Grant Fedoruk on Life Shouldn't Hurt on the Chorus Radio Network.
The last of our 2024 C-Class at Lone Star Mercedes-Benz are in a class unto themselves. We have lease rates as low as 0% with loyalty and up to $11,000 in instant savings. Limited stock remains, so we do encourage you to shop today. The C-Class will entice you, engage you, and enthrall you like no other sedan. Simply put, this offer on this car is legendary luxury.
Want to know a secret the mattress industry doesn't want you to know? Their mattresses are a throwaway item, often with a life cycle of only 6 or 7 years. At Everbed, our mattresses are designed to last 3 or 4 times longer. How? There's no secret. We simply design them so that any component that wears out can be easily updated. It also makes them infinitely customizable to be perfectly suited to each sleeper. Everbed, made in Canada, made for you, made forever. Check out our Calgary showroom. Visit everbed.com.
Let's go!
So much flavor.
Cheers. Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make? The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef. I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Pandora, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Weeds, they're inevitable. Trust Green Drop with 100% guaranteed programs, including Drought Fighter and Disease Control at no extra cost. Book now and get 10% early bird savings.
Canada's lawn expert since 1979. Visit greendrop.com.
Saddle up for big wins and even bigger experiences at Cowboys Casino. The Stompin' Into Stampede sweepstakes is here, now through June 8th. You've got 5 chances to win a share of over $7,500 in prizes. Ask your Cowboys Casino slot attendant for all the details on how to enter. Plus, all entrants have a shot at attending an exclusive VIP event. Stampede starts now, only at Cowboys Casino. Please play responsibly.
Your local Curis Pharmacy is a leading provider of compounded medications in Calgary. Compounded medications are prepared specifically for the needs of patients and can include medications for children or those with allergies. All Curis Pharmacies offer direct billing to insurance providers for all prescriptions, including compounded medications. If you'd like more information or would like to speak to one of our pharmacists to better understand, we'd love to help. C-U-R-I-S. Curis. A pharmacy like no other. Get in touch at CurisPharmacy.ca.
You know your child best, and every child learns differently. Alberta's independent schools are an integral part of Alberta's education system, offering a variety of educational approaches, tailoring education to individual needs. They also provide the power of choice, allowing you to select an education that aligns with your family's values and your child's aspirations. From specialized programs to faith-based learning, Alberta's independent schools create an environment where your child can thrive. Explore the possibilities and find your perfect match at educatedchoices.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore is calling for sizzling bites. Sink your teeth into our new PC Halifax-inspired Donair beef burgers, only $12 a pack, and made with delicious Canadian beef. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
The Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
Tonight, parliamentary priorities, what messages Carney and Poilievre have for the future of Canada. And 10 marathons in 10 days, the inspiring journey of two men and their goal to help kids.
A warm and windy Monday to start the week with possible afternoon showers. We'll have your full forecast coming up.
You're watching Global Calgary. This is Global News Hour at 6.
Good evening. Thanks for watching. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre delivered speeches this afternoon to MPs, taking a moment to brag about the election results and sketch out their priorities for the return of Parliament on Monday. Our chief political correspondent, David Aiken, was at both speeches and reports that Liberals and Conservatives may find common ground. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre delivering speeches this afternoon to their MPs, taking a moment to talk about the election results and sketch out their priorities for the return of Parliament on Monday. Our chief political correspondent, David Aiken, was at both speeches and reports that Liberals and Conservatives may actually find some common ground.
On the eve of the first meeting of Canada's 45th Parliament, MPs from the two leading parties held their own caucus meetings. 169 Liberals on West Block's second floor, and two floors down, 144 Conservative MPs.
Both meetings started with a little boasting. First, from a Conservative who just won a judicial recount by 12 votes.
I'm proud to be a part of a party that won with 2.4 million more votes in the last election, 24 new seats, including myself.
And an hour later, from the Prime Minister.
The largest vote share for the Liberal Party in nearly half a century.
And then it was time to sketch out priorities. Both Liberal and Conservatives are aligned on the Canada-US file.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than